to sit a little while to make the fikr of deen. My dear brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us iman. Allah ta'ala has given us iman, it's the greatest favor a person can ever have. The only time the person will realize this iman is when the time when his eyes will close. On the day when Malikul Maut will come in front of him, then he will realize that what is this kalima? That this is a kalima that inshallah, if he says something to this effect in hadith, whose beginning is with La ilaha illallah, and whose ending is with La ilaha illallah, dakhal al jannah, he will enter into jannah. So Allah has given us that much of us. That how this kalima can come into our life, how we can make such an effort, that my Allah must become happy. Allah must become happy with me, my brothers. And all the time I have to put the barometer that is every day I have to have this barometer in front of me. Did I please my Allah today more than yesterday? It's not that I please Him one day and then the next day I don't please Him. And I please Him next week and I don't please Him the other time. Because today, unfortunately, we have become seasonal Muslims, you know. Time of Ramadan, what happens? The masjid is full. Time of Jummah, the masjid is full. And that Asr of that same Friday, what happens? The masjid is back to its normal 2-3 serfs, whatever it is. So why this motivation is not coming in the heart to make Allah happy? Well, as I'm saying, is because Allah is not in the heart. The love of Allah is not in this heart. The love of Allah is only on the tongue. So what is happening? Because the love of Allah is on the tongue, that is why it becomes very difficult to fulfill the command of Allah. And even if I'm fulfilling the command of Allah, then I'm not fulfilling it to the level that I'm supposed to do it. We can all look at us, ourselves now. We read the Isha Salat with Jamaat. We came to whose house? We came to the house of Allah. We came to the house of Malik al-Mulk and we stood in front of this Allah and we said, Allahu Akbar, Allah, you the greatest. And then when the Imam read, then our minds drifted from what the Imam was reading also. So if you ask all of us, if you check some of us, you ask, what did the Imam read in the first rakat? He'd say, I don't know what he read. Because why? Sometimes our mind in the salah is gone so far away that we don't even know what the imam read in the salah. So if we read the salah, then we go into sujood and we're thinking not of Allah. We are saying subhana rabbiyal ala, but our mind is somewhere else. We're making ruku and our mind is somewhere else. So the barometer is to see my iman, is to see what is my salah. If my salah is that type of salah that I can take from Allah and I can make after that salah, if I lift my hands and ask Allah, Allah is supposed to give me what I want. But if my salah is not of that level, and if that salah is like the hadith says, mustn't be like that, thrown like a dirty piece of rag in your face. Allah save us all. So that is why, my dear brothers, because Allah is not in the heart, that is why all our amal becomes to that level where we just maybe hit the line, you know, that we got ticked off, that yes, you fulfill the command of Allah. But we never got what we're supposed to get from that salah. Because why? This attachment to dunya has become too much. Whether I'm 5 times in the masjid, I can be reading Quran every day, I can be making the zikr of Allah, but 90% of the people, their mind is still in the dunya. Maybe illa mashallah 10% or 5%, those people that are now Allah wala, you know, true Allah wala, you know, that if they have any problem come, they can just lift their hands, Allah will give them. But the majority, the majority, where does the ummah stand? Where do our amal stand in front of Allah? So for this one, our elders are saying, daily we have to speak about the greatness of Allah. We have to tell this heart that I'm not doing. It is not my shop that is doing. It's not my business. It is not my intelligence. It's not my strength. It is nothing but one Allah. And I have to convince this heart that this one Allah is doing. Because why every day I'm getting up in the morning, whether I'm getting up 5 o'clock, if I'm driving 1 hour to work, whatever it is, I have to tell this heart that it's not coming from where I'm seeing it coming. It is coming from the Zat and the power of Allah. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. Allah taught Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. And Musa alayhi salam was asked, "Oh Musa, what you have in your hand?" He had the asa, you know. So Allah said, "What you do with it, O Musa?" He said, "No, I do this, I can tend the sheep, I can take off whatever." He gave all the facility of the stick. So Allah said, "O Musa, throw it on the floor." When he threw it, what happened? Turned to a snake. So he became afraid. Then Allah said, "Now go pick it up." Pick it up not by the tail, pick it up by the mouth. So Allah was teaching Musa alayhi salam that I can do what I want to, what that stick, I can do what I want it to do. It's not what you want it to be. In the time of Ibrahim alayhi salam, when he was thrown in the fire, the quality of fire is to burn. And Allah showed it that the ropes that were tied there, they burnt off. But not a single hair on the body of Ibrahim alayhi salam got burnt. So who's doing, my brothers? Allah is doing. And Allah Ta'ala showed it right through, right up till Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The Nabi that we all confess that we love. But really we have to check ourselves, how much do we love this Nabi? How much of his life is in my life? How much every day am I really following the life of Rasulullah Sallam? And how much am I following the life of the Kuffar? All of us can take the barometer. Like one person just says, you know, you want to test yourself in today's time? See if you're going to work and you forgot your cell phone, what happens? You take a U-turn and you go fetch that cell phone. But if you forgot your miswak, you're going to take a U-turn. No, you're not going to take. 99% of the time, 99.9% will never take a U-turn to fetch the miswak. Why? Because the sunnah of Rasulullah is not picked up. But what does Allah say about the miswak? What the hadith says? That person who's regular with miswak, Allah will give him tawfiq to read kalima. And he's living this world. So that we don't have, but the cell phone, yes. We got that because we don't love the life of Rasulullah. So that is why we have to check the barometer. The first, our iman, we check our salah. The love of Rasulullah, we check how much sunnah we got in our life. Then the salah, what is the condition of the salah that I'm reading? Am I able to take like our sahaba took? Did my attention go to Allah all the time? When a problem came to me, did I go to Allah? Or did I go first to the makhluk and when I couldn't get it right, then I went to Allah? And sometimes Allah is merciful, He still gives you the what you want. And one day, the time of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was sitting in the masjid with Sahaba, and one Sahabi walked into the masjid and he went to make two rakat salah. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam asked the Sahaba, "You know what your brother came in for? He came to make two rakat salah to ask Allah for salt. For salt. To me and you, it's nothing. But Sahaba went every way, the attention was to Allah. That is why when the attention was to Allah, the whole world became subservient to them. The whole world. The animals in the jungle became subservient to them. The waters in the seas became subservient to them. Everything became subservient. Why? Because they had complete deen in their life. And me and you, we have kalima. We have iman. But the thing is, our iman is not that level where Allah can make it for us also that subservient. But if we have that iman, then Allah can make it happen. It's the same Allah. It's not a different Allah. It's just our hearts have changed. Our hearts have changed. That is why when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was going up from Miraj and he saw something going up and he saw something coming down. And he asked Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam to the effect that, what is this that is going up? He says, all that you see going up is the amal of the Muslim. And according to that, Allah sets conditions. So today the Ummah is in a bad state. Because who's suffering the most in the whole world? It's the Muslim Ummah. Every corner of the world you hear that Muslims are in problems. Why? Because the amal we're sending up is not pleasing to Allah. The Ummah is not sending that type of amal that is pleasing to Allah. So how can we revive this? Well, there's a saying, we have to go from to one person, and we have to give the dawah of kalima. And one person to give the dawah of the life of Rasulullah, and give them the dawah of salah, give them the dawah of ilm and zikr, that how can they bring deen in their life, how can they make the zikr of Allah, and how can they make ikram. Today this ikram has come out of our lives. That today you see parents are thrown out of their houses by their children. Every week, every month, if you go to the helpline and the care line, you ask these people, they tell you every month, son is or a daughter is throwing their parents out of the house. And what lies under the feet of that mother? We don't understand. Under the feet of the mother is Jannah. To make her ikram, to look after that mother, to look after that father who is the key to Jannah. But today what happens? We shun them. We get irritated with them. So my dear brothers, the love of creation will only come when we will have mercy on the creation. When we love one another. Two brothers today are fighting over inheritance. They don't speak for years. Brother and sister not speaking because no, you took more than me. So all these things are coming. Why? Because Allah is not in the heart. The fear of Allah is not there. The fear of the people, they don't have fear. People feel that Jannah and Jahannam today, they feel is like a fairy tale. Qabr is like a fairy tale. That is why if you go in so many countries in the world, I mean something in America last year, and he said, what did he say? That one person who was responsible for the stats, for the, you know, for the census, he was a Muslim person. When he compiled the census, he saw Muslim names, but he saw either atheists or agnostics. And how many people he told Omisab? 100,000 people. From the last census to that census. 100,000. He said, even phone few of those people. To ask them, did you make a mistake here? They say, no. So deen is coming out of the lives of people. And who's going to be responsible? Because Rasulullah at Hajjatul Wida, he left the responsibility on his ummah. He left the responsibility. He told his sahaba, oh my sahaba, you take to this deen to those that are not present. And those that are not present must understand better than you. But today, my dear brothers, we forgot to understand the responsibility. And we are not fulfilling that responsibility. That is why the ummah is in this problem. Because we are not fulfilling what we're supposed to do. Now, if your father gave you a responsibility, or you have a responsibility, a job, and you don't fulfill the responsibility. As a youngster, your father say, hey, today you must do this, and he never did it. End of the night, they come, the father comes from work, why did you do this? No, Abba, I was playing soccer, I was playing cricket, alright, father say, okay, tomorrow do it, okay? Okay. After 2-3 days, he never did, what will happen? Abba will give him one shot and say, no, bye, please. In the job, if you don't do it, they'll write you a letter there, that your job, the responsibility you're not fulfilling properly, we're giving you a warning, please, improve. If you can't, they're going to let you go. On the day of Qiyamah, we'll come in front of Rasulullah at Hawdha Kawthar, and he's going to look at us, and if we fulfill that responsibility, then he'll say, Marhaba. If we never fulfill that responsibility, what he's going to do? He's going to turn his face away from us. Allah save us all. Allah save us. Allah save us. That the deen that he left us, that responsibility to see how deen comes into my life, the life of my family, the life of my neighbor, my locality, and the entire mankind till Qiyamah, Allah, Nabi Sallam gave that responsibility to his ummah. And we in that ummah. And how much did we fulfill that responsibility? All of us can check. Check in my heart, how much am I doing to fulfill that responsibility that was left? Like one alim said, there was one tabi'in, I don't know if it's a true story, but he said, this tabi'in said, you know, if I was alive in the time of Nabi Sallam, I would have done this and this and this and this and this. So one day he dreamt he was on a cart with Rasulullah, Abu Bakr and Umar and him. And the cart went out of control. So now he's thinking, how can I get this cart under control? While he's thinking, he saw Abu Bakr and Umar putting their bodies in front. Then he understood, I can't be like Sahaba. I can't be like Sahaba. Sahaba were those people that gave everything. Their desires, they gave everything only for the deen of Allah. All their desires were buried with them in the cover. That is why that sahabi, when he was taken to be killed, he started to cry. And the killer brought him forward. Why? Why are you crying now? You want to turn away from me? No. I'm crying because Allah has given me one life. And I can only give that one life in a part of Allah. I wish I had a life as much a hair on the body so that I can give all in a part of Allah. Now if I ask everyone here, are you ready to die? Who's going to say he's ready to die? We all say, no, we're not ready to die. Why? Because we're not ready to meet Allah. And what does the hadith say? Who's ready to meet Allah? Allah is ready to meet him. Who's not ready to meet Allah? Allah is not ready to meet him. So that is why Sahaba were all the time, they were ready to meet Allah. Me and you, we're not ready to meet Allah. We are thinking, no, no, Allah will give me the chance one day, one day, one day. The time is ticking, we're all in the line. We don't know who's going to go next. But we know it's there. But everyone, shaitan makes him think, no, I'm the last one that's going to go. But the time is near. Tomorrow we're going to go in Kabul. The first question is mantra book. It's on yakin. How much of Allah did you have in your heart? How much the life of Rasulullah did you have in your heart? And how much did you do for deen? That sacrifice. That is what Allah told. When did the salam to come to Abu Bakr? When did the salam to come to Fatima? When did the salam come to Khadija Rajalana? When they gave everything in the path of Allah. Then the salams came. We are asked our elders because we are so weak. Our elders are saying, brothers, we don't have to give our whole life now. They say a time will come. You know, from Hadith, something to this effect. The Prophet told Sahaba that if you practice on less than 90% of deen, Allah's help will be removed. But the time will come in this ummah, if they just have 10% of deen, Allah's help will be with them. Allah's help is not. That's why our elders say, because we are so weak, they say, come out for 4 months. And come out for 40 days, and come out for 3 days. 4 months, if a person is sick now, he goes to the doctor. The doctor gives him this prescription, take this tablet 2 times a day, that one, 3 times, this one, you take it once a day, whatever, the person takes it. Why? Because he knows the doctor studied. Today, the doctors of our hearts, our elders, that are giving their lives for it. And they're telling us that you have to give 4 months. And now because the need of the ummah is so much, they're not saying now 4 months in a lifetime, they're saying 4 months every year. They're saying that if you do 40 days every year, it's like, it will just be enough to safeguard your iman. And to do 3 days every month is just to safeguard your iman. And to give 2.5 hours every day just to safeguard your iman. But deen will only come alive when we'll go do 4 months every year. And we'll do 10 days every month. And we'll do 8 hours every day. That's what we have to look at. Then the bench should be there. 4 months, 10 days and 8 hours. And when I'm giving this, with yakin and with ikhlas, then what will happen? Allah Ta'ala will make me get closer to Him, my dear brothers. So for this, my dear brothers, looking at the need of the ummah, we know the problem outside what is happening. And when the time of Sahaba, when Uhud happened, Sahaba came back to Medina, they were injured, they were down, they were battered, Nabi Sallam was injured. And when they just heard the enemy was coming again, and Nabi Sallam told him, now we have to go back because we're hearing enemies coming back. They didn't say, oh, Nabi Sallam, we're finished, look at us. They stood up. Allah just wanted to see their heart. Their heart was for Allah and His Nabi. The deen is dying around us every day. People are leaving. 25% of the third generation of people in America have turned murtad Muslim. One country from Gaykar Guzari, Arab country, every fourth youth in our country is turning murtad. And we happy. I'm happy with my little Quran, I'm happy with my Salah, I'm happy with my Zikr. I'm happy. I've did that. But what is going to do on the day of Qiyamah? Nabi Sallam will say, these people went into, they left in. What did you do about it? What are we going to answer? For this, my dear brothers, so many countries, they are thirsting for the Jamaats to come. When I was arriving last year, people from Macedonia and Albania, they were begging for our Jamaats to come there. They're begging. If every country, we go to the Mashwara, you'll hear that they say every country in the world desires South African Jamaats to come. We are so weak, but what do they love about us that they desire for our Jamaats to come there? So for this, my dear brothers, who's ready for 4 months, inshallah? Let us give our name. Istima is here. It's an excuse for deen to come alive. When, inshallah? Put a date. You know, when we get married, we say this date. And we work towards it. See, there was one brother in our masjid. He always, it was one day they meet Tashkil. So he said, inshallah, next year, April, I will go. Alright? So they said, okay, no problem, inshallah, next year April. But he made dua and he made fikr, and that year April he went for 4 months. When you put a date, whether it's 1 year from now, 2 years from now, whatever it is, but you put a date down. And then you make dua and you make fikr for it. This masjid supposed to be preparing now 2 jamaats. They said they made a azaim, 1 jamaat before istima. Zakaria? One before istima, and 1 after istima. So now who's ready for that takaza now? Here's a azaim, the masjid took. Now how can I put myself forward and fulfill this responsibility? Come, my dear brothers. Everyone thinks, you know what, I can't do it. I got so much things to do. I got so much problems. I got this, I got that. Everyone says, impossible. But we never test Allah. We never ask Allah. We never test the qudrat of Allah. That same Allah that gave you the problem, the same Allah would have removed that problem, my dear brothers. So who's ready, inshallah? There's a, how many sadis ready, Uthul Zakaria? For the takaza so far? For the one before istima. So there's it now. How can we fulfill this takaza? Now it's a takaza in front of us. My masjid takaza. It's my area. I must see how I can fulfill it. I know it's coming in the heart, but we're thinking. Let us fulfill the takaza. There should be no air that, oh, I'm sometimes old. If we look at the old people, then we say, have to think of Abu Ayyub Ansari, at the age of 95, he's trophy in the path of Allah. And we see Sahaba was young, 13, 14, they were standing on their tiptoes, so Nabi Sallam could pick them to go in the path of Allah. Today we make excuse and we spoil our children. No, 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 leave him, even for Fajr Salah. He's still young, leave him, it's alright, he can sleep. Then when he's in his 20s and 30s, he don't need Salah, he don't see the masjid at all. So who spoiled them? It's we who spoiled them. We don't put responsibility of deen on them. So come, my dear brothers, 4 months, the istima is here, it's an excuse. Doesn't mean it's in Peter Maritzburg, is not my istima. It's for KZN, so the whole of KZN is supposed to be moving for this istima. To think if it's mine. You see, the deen of Allah, if something you think is yours, if you say, my business, what you do for that business? You get up 6 o'clock, 5 o'clock in the morning, you have to drive 1 hour, go, come back every day. Whether you go Sunday to Sunday, you're going to do it. Why? The love of that is in your heart. But the deen of Allah, that is, somebody else will do it, don't worry. Someone will fulfill the takaza. Sahaba were vying, the small boys were vying, take me, I'm ready. We say, no, I got too many problems. So come, let's fulfill this takaza now. Holidays are here, students are supposed to come out now in the path of Allah for 10 days. How can we make fikr for the students to come out in the path of Allah? How can we make fikr for Musturat Jamaat to go out in the path of Allah? All this, my dear brothers. And Allah, so inshallah, we're all ready. 3 days when the Jamaat is coming, Zakaria? Last week. So inshallah, for next month, we prepare again. Now, istima's excuses to take out maximum. If we took out last month, or this month, we took out 15 brothers. Next month, we take out double 30. To invite, we have to send Jamaats all over to invite towards the istima. So inshallah, we'll all try. And with this, Allah has given us a beautiful masjid. This masjid must become abad, my dear brothers. That's why our elders say we do the 5 amal. The daily we do mushwira, daily we do talim, the one in the masjid and one at home. And then we give time to the masjid every day, minimum 2.5 hours. And then weekly we do the 2 gush, and monthly we do the 3 days. Inshallah, we'll all try. And Jamaat will be also here, inshallah, tomorrow. So whatever time the brothers got, we are ready. If you can manage, inshallah, give us the addresses, give us the name, we will make the munakasa. So inshallah. Yes. Subhanallah. Subhanakallah. 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 Subhanakallah.